Let's talk about faith. Faith comes in many forms. We have it in a religious context. We have it in a virtuous context. But, you know, what do we really know about faith? Faith is something that is broad, but there's a pinpoint. Faith still means the same thing no matter where it comes from or what it's pointed to, but the type of faith you have can vary. So we all know, you know, what religious faith is. Even if you're an atheist or anything, we know what that means, what faith is. But when it comes to ourselves, we lack a lot of it. We have more faith in things that fail us than we do in things that make a big difference. For example, we have faith in our justice system. Well, as a black person, I don't. A lot of black people don't. And that's just a matter of actual experience. We need to have faith in ourselves before we have faith in any of these transitory things. So when we have faith in ourselves, it's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people don't have as much faith as they should in themselves. A lot of times it's tainted by other people, anxiety, people rather being anxious about other people's judgment. We self-sabotage a lot when we lack that faith. And that's a big thing. And I think I'm going to focus on that. When you don't have faith in yourself, when you lack a certain amount of faith, unwavering faith, you don't work as hard as you can to achieve whatever the goal is that you're setting out to achieve. You also don't believe that you can attain that goal, but also attain it again and again and again. Some people will say, hey, you know, I just don't know if I'll be able to get that job or get that promotion, or I don't think I'll be able to graduate, I'm not smart enough. Whatever that is. It's a lack of faith, among other things, but we're talking about faith today. It's a lot of things, but it's something that we have to be firm in. It can't just be shaky, just a little bit there. It has to be firm, unwavering faith. Like, no one can take that faith from you. No one can alter it unless it's a person in your support system that is pushing it and helping you develop it. But in any other circumstance, that faith cannot and should not be touched by anyone other than you. When something is for us, we have to have faith that it is. We have to believe that it is, because something could be lined up. The universe could line something up for us, and we can self-sabotage by lacking faith. It could be fear, it could be anger, depression, anything that just makes a person feel like I'm not worthy, it's not going to happen, it's not going to work out for me, whatever that looks like. And that just sets us up for continual disappointment. Now, of course, we say to not worry about the outcomes. At the same time, saying, you know, we want to set things up and line things up so that we can have positive outcomes. A lot of this stuff is very confusing, especially when you're just getting into this learning about spiritual freedom and so forth that's related to this content. It's all just, it's a mass of confusion because it's been so tainted. It's been washed in a different sense, like a patriarchal sense, where women may feel like they can't go for certain positions because, of course, for millennia, we've been put in certain positions. All women. It was only recently, within this century, well, 20th century, that we got freedoms. There are lots of things that factor in to how and how much we have faith. So it is extremely important to each and every one of us that we have and maintain a high level of unbending faith in ourselves. It's not just, again, faith in whomever you worship. And it's not faith in other people. We can have faith in everything else but ourselves. And we are the only people that we truly know and should be able to trust. But we have faith in all of these external things that couldn't give a half a shit about us. So we have to work on that. And faith is one of those things that also plays into our mental health. And when you have these questions in your mind, whether or not you'll be able to accomplish something, it comes from something, whether it's a self-image issue, a mental health issue, depression or anxiety that just keeps you in a mental space where you think that you can't do whatever the thing is. But if you have more faith in yourself, you'll be able to, and you see the outcomes of that faith, you'll be able to see that the things that stopped you before or that sabotaged you before won't exist. And you'll also see that when they did exist, they were actually a result of not having that faith. So the next time you have an opportunity presented to you, and it's something that you really, really want, probably something that you've prayed or wished for, whatever your belief system is, and you get it, your next thought is gonna be, oh man, I don't know what to do with this, or I fear that I'm not going to be good enough for this, or why did I get this? I'm not deserving of this. Where's your faith? The universe gave you what the fuck you asked for. You explicitly, implicitly asked for it, and you still question whether or not you're good enough for it. We set ourselves up often. We do this often. We do this all the time. We set ourselves up for that failure. And then we turn around and ask why we failed. As with anything else, again, we're just talking about faith. But it happens so often that it almost has become a natural thing. People just don't really exercise that faith anymore. They don't work on their faith. They don't include that in their self-care, their mental health care, none of that stuff. It's not good. It's a disservice to us. It affects us, obviously, because again, then we go down that path of self-sabotage, killing the blessing before we even receive it. So you receive something, someone in a high position left, we're inviting you to apply. We think you'd be a great fit. They're inviting you to apply, which means that they've already pre-qualified you for that position to see if you are completely qualified for it. But yet we'll still ask, am I good enough for this? Am I going to get this? What if I don't get this? And if you don't get it because you self-sabotage yourself, will you put yourself in a position where you'll never apply for anything or accept any pre-qualification again? So we need to really think about that. Like, do we do this to ourselves? Or is it because of millennia of teachings, ways of being, and all of the things that we've been brainwashed to think, especially women? We've always been bred to believe that we're supposed to be inferior to men, that we are supposed to accede to them. We're supposed to defer to anyone who is of authority, especially if they're men. We're always supposed to be in some type of subservient, submissive position. So when there's a C-level position that comes open within a company, and women apply for it, especially if it's a company that is top heavy in male positions or men that have held these positions, and you may be the only female. You may be the only female in the candidate pool, but it should not stop you, because you should know what your qualifications are, what your capabilities are, and where you are as far as whatever the details, the context of those things. Knowing that you're a high performer, those characteristics that you have, all of those things play a role, and they're going to be different against someone else. They may specifically be looking for a female. However, because of anti-discrimination laws, they can't just say, hey, we want a female for this position because we have too many men up here in the boardroom. So you never know. And especially if you were the only female that they invited, don't discount yourself before anything ever transpires. We do that a lot of times with life. We say we want to do something. Something could really be in our heart. It really could be our passion and what we're put here to do, but we talk ourselves out of this, whatever that is. We talk ourselves out of being the right person for that. You could have every opportunity laid at your feet for that thing that you really want to do, that is your passion, that you're put here to do. All of your talents are this thing. But you'll find every reason why you aren't good enough for that particular thing. Stop doing that. Everyone does it. I'm even guilty of that sometimes. Sometimes. We're not going to make this a common thing with me admitting that I am still human. But I really need us to be stronger. We all need to have that strength, that unwavering faith that cannot be broken. We already know the parable. You can have faith as small as a mustard seed. You can move a mountain. And it's true. It is very true. Just follow those things. Everything is laid out for us. It's right in front of us. It's always been there. And those things exist so we can remember that we are these people. We are these faithful people. We have faith in our gods. We have faith in ourselves. And we have faith in the universe. That the universe is working to give us our heart's desires. The universe isn't here to make all of us fail. And that's an important thing. Like, a lot of people don't keep that in mind. The universe conspires to make sure that we, each and every one of us, succeeds. If we don't succeed, then obviously whatever God's plan is, it won't work. And because we know the basic tenet is that God doesn't make anything imperfect, doesn't make any mistakes. God is perfect. So why would we fail if God put everything in line for us to succeed? It's us who cause the failure. It's us who fail ourselves. So we need to stop doing that. Just flat out stop. If you have something that you want to go for, go for it. Don't have those damn thoughts. Go for it and go for it with your all. Don't go for it, you know, in a timid fashion. Like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put in for that promotion, that position. But no, there's no but, bitch. No, we're not doing that. I'm going to put in for that position and I'm going to get that shit. I'm going to do each and everything I need to do. I have faith in myself and I know I'm going to get it. I am going to be Mrs. whatever C-level position and roll with it. Don't change. No matter what the outlook looks like, whatever the outlook is, don't factor that in, because there are going to be, you know, some challenges, some obstacles, but all of those are just parts of the test. We can't let those things derail us, because again, we have a job to do here, and that job that we do here affects everyone. So if you're not in a position that is part of your path, then people are losing out. And, you know, I know I talk a lot about us doing things to affect others. This isn't any different. When we have complete faith in ourselves, it affects others' lives. We could say that position, that C-level position, is something in an organization that needs diversity and equity in it. And you being in that position would bring light to the faces and to the hearts of other women who may be in a similar position but feel the same way. Seeing you move will push them to be the same way. You know what? If she can do it, I can do it too. Let me go ahead and put in for that position. You don't know who's watching you. You also don't know what your purpose is for that particular position until you go through it. You just don't know. So just assuming before you even fucking fill out the goddamn application or whatever to send it in, you're already telling the world that you can't do it. Well, what do you think is going to happen? Eventually, the universe is going to be like, well, look, I can't keep giving you shit and you telling me no. If you don't want anything, I'm not giving you anything else. Just shut the fuck up about not having anything. I'm tired of hearing it. That's the universe's stance. Like, I'm trying to give you everything that you want, your heart's desires, but you're denying it all. So again, we do this to ourselves. Every single thing. Everything. So come on, people. Let's get it together. Stop self-sabotaging. Stop thinking lowly of ourselves. Stop discounting our abilities before we even show it. And the thing is, people in these positions, they know. They're in the position right before it or somewhere around it. And they know they're doing that exact damn thing at a lower pay. But question whether or not they'll be able to do it at a higher pay. Probably less of that work, because then you'll be able to delegate it to other people. You'll have the authority to do it. Making more money. telling other people what to do that you were doing for less. So remember, you are your own champion. No one else is going to be that for you. Other people will have faith in you and so forth, but they can't have faith in you like you can, because only you know what is in your heart and what your abilities are, your talents, and whether or not they fit and they align with your purpose. So to wrap this up, have faith in yourself, people. That's all. It's something like love. It's free, and it just takes a split second to turn it inward. If you can have faith in your children, your siblings, your spouse, whomever, you can have faith in yourself. It's quite all right. It's not a sin. It's not bad. It's not a bad thing at all. It's actually one of the best things you can do for yourself. So why not do it? Why aren't you doing it? If you can't answer that question, then there's your answer right there.